When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Guys, we are here with the Hollywood Life podcast, and hi, yes, so Ellie Stagnita, my co-anchor, and I, and Nick, our silent producer, have not just one, but two guests today. We are so excited to welcome Egypt Chris and Sam Maddock.
Yeah, from Growing Up Hip Hop on WeTV. Yes. Just kicked off a new season, and the drama has already been a-flowing.
Yes, the drama is always a-flowing.
Yes.
And there's so much drama with you two. Well, you guys have very exciting news, but you've kind of had to, you know, fight your way a bit. Yeah, exactly. You are engaged. Yes. Congratulations.
Yay. Thank you so much. And I've been on cloud nine since. I've been loving this feeling and everything, because he is definitely the right one for me, and he's made every day just amazing.
Now, remind us, before we get into the engagement, how did you guys meet and kind of fall in love with each
yes,
other?
Yes, we want all the details.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, I win.
You didn't even? we met at the gym.
We met at the gym. So I was in college at the time, working on my degree for audio engineering.
And which city was this in?
We were in Hollywood. North Hollywood, to be
in
exact.
In North Hollywood. Yes. Okay, North you're Hollywood. At the gym.
Yes.
So she had a trainer that she was working with, and I was going to college, and it just so happened that the college I was going to, the dorms, we had a gym on the bottom level. And the lady who trained her worked lived in the same place. So she mm-hmm. was basically training Egypt out of the gym that was in our dorm. So yeah. One day I was like, you know what? Life's tough. School's getting on my nerves. I'm going to take a shot of Jack and go work out. You know, totally backwards. But
we saw each other. I was on the treadmill when he walked in.
I walked in, and then I was like, I looked and I was like, oh, okay.
I look
good decision.
Like, how do I find a way to talk to this girl? And then first thing I heard, there was music playing. And
I went over to the stereo
and I was like, yo, I was like, hey, what radio stations are out here?
I was like, you know, I think
nice
they're
opener,
all
right.
I was like, maybe
good
know,
opening 90, line.
That 97?
Yeah. Maybe. So she throws one out there and I'm like, all right, cool, you
and
know?
Then, and they were like, how am I going to keep this going?
Yeah, but so literally, we didn't keep it going. That was the funniest part. I just turned the music up on like 100.
Yeah, and then
I go in and I'm like, I'm working out heavyweight though.
Yeah,
like,
he was doing
weight I've never worked out before. I'm throwing like, I'm slapping like two plates on, benching like 255. I'm like,
and he's watching me with my personal trainer, like do like ab core. Like I'm like,
so she's being
down.
Super extra about it, you know, making sure that I, you know. Yeah, she's making it super extra. And then finally, like, I go over to the dumbbells and I'm working out. And I hear her trainer and she's like, yo, so when are you going to get in the studio next? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, studio next.
Because
I do music.
Right.
So I'm like, hey, you do music? And
my trainer was like, he came over.
Yeah, I literally like dropped the weight and walked up. And was like,
he dropped like 250 pounds.
Literally.
Yeah, I'm like,
we were the only people in the gym in that moment.
Yeah, we were like
the
only
packed. That's so wild.
But that moment, it was actually just empty and it was just us.
Must have been meant to be.
I think it was.
And the funny part was I had no clue who she was. She had no clue who I was. Like, mm-hmm. we literally like, I was like, yo, you do music? She was like, yeah. She gave me her Instagram. Mm-hmm. Stupidly, I didn't look through it. I just was like, yeah, I got her lock. Yeah, I got you, you know.
Yeah.
And then, like, 2 weeks go by, and we're just, like, messaging
each other. So you didn't exchange... Oh, wait,
well,
did
Instagram.
You... Oh, you exchanged
Instagram. Yeah, not even direct contact.
Straight up, just Instagram. Mm-hmm. And
very
you gotta
modern
get to know
way.
Somebody first, you know.
Totally
you
modern.
Over there, bigger
can't let anybody get your number.
That part. So we go in, and we're, like, messaging each other, and, like, you know, we talk for, like, almost 2 weeks, and then finally I'm like, yo, I got a studio session. I'd love for you to come through. And so, like, she's like, yo, I'm going to come through. I'm like, all right, cool. Keep in mind, I've been watching, like, her lives and everything, and she's hanging out with some other dudes. Like, I'm like, you know,
what are you gonna do?
Meanwhile, I'm sitting here with my next door neighbor from college, and I'm like, yeah, you're cool. Yeah, watching the lives.
We literally was stalking
each other. Well, yeah, we were like low-key stalking each other, right. But not like acting like and showing it. So then finally,
an hour
before my session, I'm sitting there and I get with my guys and they're like, yo, this girl's somebody. And they spend like 45 minutes trying to figure out who she is. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, nah,
they
man.
Did just look up your name?
Well, they didn't. That's the thing. They were just trying to like go through her Instagram because, you know, trying to follow and figure out things. Yeah. So then finally.
So they're all in on the fact that you're crushing on this girl.
Yeah, they know that I got a little thing for her.
And then I come in.
I have no clue who she is.
Like that her mom is. Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't know. It wasn't literally until I got there. I sat down ready to do music.
And they put
with
it on
team.
The spot. Yeah.
You put it on the spot.
Because 5 minutes before she walks in, she tells me she's parking. Mm-hmm. And my boy goes, hey, she was on the Breakfast Club. This is Peppa's daughter. I was like, wait, what? And he's like, bro, this is Peppa and Trish's daughter. And I was like,
walk in and they're like, lined up like legs crossed and all like, so he's like, you didn't tell me.
Yeah, he didn't tell us who you were. This.
Like, you didn't tell me. And I was like, who am I?
Yeah. You tell me.
Keep in mind, we've been flirting. We've been talking this whole time. Like, that's the first thing you want to tell. Like, hey, I do music. I'm in college. My parents are icons. You know, that's something you bring up in that first conversation.
But I like that you don't. Like, I think that it's, you know.
You want to be liked for yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. It made it perfect, though, because even in that moment, like, we never stopped being just who
we were. We were inseparable after that.
We were inseparable.
We literally hung out every single day.
Every day.
No breaks. I never did that with anyone. I was like, okay.
She's like, Sam, you going to class? I'll be like, yeah, I'm going to class. Where are you going to go to work out?
I'm going to class. Are you going to the gym? I'm about to go at the gym.
I'll be like, all right, I'll be in my room if you want to come see me at my door.
Just tell us again what you were studying in college.
Audio engineering.
Oh, that's
music.
Cool. Well, yeah, so it's like music.
Yes.
Yeah.
You were studying. Music, the business.
I know, I heard engineering. I thought, oh.
Like an engineer.
Yeah.
Right. That was my first engineering.
Yeah, you're going to do construction? Yeah.
Right.
Audio engineering, man. I work with sound frequencies. Like, basically for the job that I went in for when I got my bachelor's, it was basically like it surrounds around. We can go in and we can do like boom mics, stuff for movies, or we can switch over and do like the military for like sonar.
Yeah. Oh, that's so helpful. Did you get your degree?
I almost did. That's the best part.
This is a story.
So basically, when I met Egypt, I was pretty much like one of the most hype guys on campus.
Mm-hmm.
So in art institutes and stuff like that, of course it's music, it's fun, but a lot of people, they don't really go all out like the college parties and stuff like that. But I didn't agree with that. I figured, dude, we were entertainers.
He made his own party.
We have to go hard. Mm-hmm. So my guys, they hit me up, and you know, the dudes we shared dorms with, we were like, yo, what are we gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
We can't get no shows out here because, you know, it's not that time of year. I was like, dude, just throw a party if you're gonna throw a party.
And they kinda like,
so they put together a party.
Yeah, they
and they threw a big party, and then since I was talking to her and we were doing our own thing, they put my name on the party.
Yeah, he literally
I didn't even throw the party. It was just like, I was just like giving them the ideas, not knowing
they were going
to throw me on it.
Somebody even came up to him and said, yo, are you going to that party?
And I looked and I was like, dude, this is my room.
This is my party.
This is my party. Like, this is like at my dorm.
At his place. But it was crazy because
we threw a Project X party.
Basically.
The floor almost caved in.
Oh my gosh.
We had a bunch of like other celebrities who showed up.
And that's why you didn't graduate?
Well, what happened was,
you got kicked out.
Yes. So I went in and before I peeked around the corner and I noticed that security was like gearing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
we dipped.
I said, Egypt. I said,
let's go.
I was like, I'm going to grab my bag. Let's go. So we go and we leave the party and it's going. And keep in mind, like I said, the floor was almost going to cave in.
Oh, no.
It was a big one.
And next thing you know, I get a call and I get an email the next morning and they're like, yo, you're kicked out of housing.
Literally.
Every one of my guys who were in the same, we shared the same dorm. It's four guys to a dorm. They all pinned the party on me.
They did. They literally took.
I showed up halfway into the party.
And I saw signs of them like not being loyal.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but really?
They pinned the whole party on me and pretty much like then like, even then like my professors, they were super cool with me. Like, so they already knew. Like, I had people who were like legit like doing some of my tests for me, and the people knew because I was doing studio
the
sessions.
The secrets come out.
Yeah,
right?
I was doing studio sessions, and I was like, I was busy, and like a lot of my professors, they were like, yo, this kid has a lot of potential. He's actually making his way through
his
the circuit.
His teacher actually emailed him.
Yeah, one of my teachers, I got failed by one of my professors, and yep. She told me mumble rap was an art, and I argued with her, and I said, no, you're full of it. I'm sorry. One day you're going to work for me. Like, I was like really on one. And literally 3 months later, she sees me on Grown Up Hip Hop, and she's like, yeah. Hey, is that job available? And I was
literally.
Like,
oh. That's awesome.
I was like, what let me think about it. You know what I'm saying? I never wrote back.
If you change that F to yeah. an A.
Right. Were you a senior at this time?
This is my freshman year in college.
Oh, bro. Yes, freshman
I was going
year.
Hard, bro. Oh.
This was freshman year.
So you had another few years to go.
Well, yeah. With the bachelor's degree in audio engineering, it's only a year and a half.
Oh.
And for me, since I had already taken a lot, because before I went in, I was supposed to be going in the military as a Navy SEAL.
Got it.
And
wow.
I ended up not going to the Navy just due to, like, I was already being where I was from. I had already shown signs of a person with PTSD in, like, not a bad way, but in a way that just said that I understood things. I understood what comes from this, and, like, the job that I particularly went in for, which was recon, my job is very serious. So they basically told me that I was on a wait, and I went to college instead of waiting, and then they called me, I think 4 weeks into college, and they were like, yo, we want to give you $120,000 sign-on. We want you to come and be a CEO and start your training. And I was like, I love music. So I was like,
sorry.
I'm already good.
I was like, sorry. Honestly, I wouldn't even have met him.
I know. Yeah. Then you would never have met Egypt.
I never would
have. Now, Egypt, for our listeners who may not be familiar with mm-hmm. who your parents are,
yes.
Do you want to just tell them?
Yes. So my mother, she is Peppa from the very nice group, Salt and Pepper.
Nice group.
Nice group.
Famous, legendary.
She's real good. Sorry.
And then my dad is Tretch from Naughty by Nature. You down with OPP?
Yeah, you know me.
In case you didn't know.
And now how have they been with this engagement?
Honestly, amazing. They've been like the main supporters, to be honest.
Most definitely.
I was doing other interviews with my dad, and I was just hearing all the nice stuff that he was saying about him. I was like, oh my God, I love you guys.
What was it like the first time you met them?
Which one?
Well, yeah, you met my mom first.
I met them both individually. Mm-hmm.
Did you want to introduce them individually? Like, you were like, I'm not going to give it to you all at once. Like, it has to be individual.
You have to get through the queen, and then okay. You got to get to the king, and it's another level. But it was, I mean, they
first
honestly,
time meeting
really
Pep,
like
Egypt hits me up. We're chilling because they lived in the Hollywood Hills at the time. They were like, right next door neighbors to Ludacris. So we have to like really
yeah,
top
we were
of the
across
hills,
the street
right?
living from Ludacris.
Oh,
so
I know. Ludacris, okay.
We're up there.
Yeah,
and
like, okay,
basically, they had a main house, and then they had what was like the beach house.
Yeah.
And the beach house was like a whole other house. Like,
which is mine.
To me, that's like a, you know.
A whole house.
That's a whole house, apartment, kitchen, bathroom, you name it.
It was.
But
I mean, amazing.
For her, she was like, yeah, this is the beach house.
This is my guest house, but this is also my place.
So we're in the beach house chilling, and then Eju gets a text, and she's like, so we're going with my mom. She wants to go to Ralph's.
Yeah.
She wants to go to the store, grocery store. And I'm like, me too? She's like, she's like, yeah. I already told her about you. She's like, we're going to go. I'm going to drive her. And I'm like, but me too. Like, yeah. And I'm like, all right, okay, cool. He's like, all right.
Me and the mom.
Gonna meet Pat.
At the grocery store
we're
shopping.
We're taking Pat grocery shopping. You know, it's great.
Casual.
So
I've been to Ralph's.
We get in the car, and I'm like, automatically, I'm like, so do I sit in the front? Do I sit in the back? Where do I sit? And she's like, just sit in the back. Sit behind me. So I'm like, all right, cool. So we get in there, and then she gets in the car, and I'm just like.
You're staring. Staring.
And she's like, hi. And I'm like, hi, how you doing? I'm
trying to
and
be
she's
cool.
Like, I'm trying to be cool about it. And then, like, she's like, nice to meet you. I heard about you, you know. She's like, so Egypt. She starts going on her conversation. I'm
right.
Like, oh. She's normal. Oh.
Yeah, she is.
So I, like, literally from that point, I was like, I'm chilling.
Yeah.
I'm sitting
she doesn't
back chilling.
She doesn't interrogate. She doesn't, like, try to, like,
yeah,
get to break somebody down. Like, you would think. I thought it was going to be, like, probably a questionnaire. But she honestly has always been actually.
She was.
So has she been like that with other boyfriends you've had? Like, has she been giving them the questionnaire? Or is she usually chill?
I know how. Anytime I've had an ex, I could see it in her face already. Like, how she would look at them. She'd be like, okay, but she'll wait till she trusts me enough to know that I'm going to make a smart decision. And I've always known when somebody was not right for me right off the bat. Like, mm-hmm. I literally was not in relationships more than a couple months because I knew. I'm like, I'm not going to waste time. I'm not going to waste your time. I'm not going to waste mine. I already know this isn't for me. And then I met him. I was like, Mom.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Just this guy, he's real. Like,
he's a weirdo.
He's a weirdo. Like me.
I like him.
I love that.
But it's a perfect blend, and it's basically everything I ask God for me, and he's delivered that.
Oh, that's
that.
So sweet. Yeah. And so, did your mom, like, did she want to meet him in a meet? Sam for short. Okay. Sam in like a normal setting, like just going to the grocery store. Like she didn't want to set up a dinner.
She didn't want to set up nothing. She was like, nope. She was like, we're going to be casual. Like this, if he's in your life, like this is going to be like our thing. So he came to the store. She realized like he's a gentleman. He helps her out, opens the door for
carries
her.
The groceries.
Carries groceries, helps her out. Exactly. And she just
she
just
put me to the test a few times, trust and believe. There were times
she does
that
it subliminally, like you won't know.
Yeah, and then like after you won't know
when it's coming. Like back when I first met Egypt, like I back then I was a really heavy drinker. Like I drink a whole lot. So, you know, even being now, like I don't drink nearly what I used to drink then. I'm definitely chill, but I remember back then, Mom, she was like, she would come, she'd hang out with me, big ass liquor cabinet, and she would be like, "How would you want?" Just to see what I'm gonna do, see what my personality was, and I would sit back and be like, "Yeah, I'm good. I got my own right here."
So when it came to meeting the king,
we were very.
That like? This was on the cruise.
Okay, so I'm gonna run this quick.
Okay, run.
You were trapped. Okay. You were trapped on a big boat.
So, exactly. This is the same thing I was
nowhere
talking about. I was talking about earlier in the last one I did earlier with the interview is me and Trish we seen each other. We didn't say nothing.
Wait, where'd you see each other?
This we were on our way. We were in Miami, and we were going on the ship hop cruise. Oh. And before the night before, we had a night in Miami where we were like hanging out before you know dock up the next morning.
We docked in. Yeah.
Egypt says, "Hey, Dad, this is my boyfriend." He goes, "Yeah, yeah." And keeps pushing. I'm like, yeah, yeah. So, you know, keeps pushing. First day or two on the boat, we walk past each other, eyeballs. We're not saying anything.
Wow.
It's
that's
really
scary.
Like,
that's really
it's like
scary.
Who's going to do it?
Oh my God.
Are you
going to
get
me?
Also, you
guys are like competitive. Men are like so.
They are.
We were
like,
trying to figure out
to
who's going to get who.
I remember you saying this though, because that night you told me, you were like, your dad wants to talk to me.
Yeah, because he called. So the second day on the boat, he goes and he's like, "I want you to meet me at the back of the boat."
Yes. Oh. The back of the
so
boat.
So my mindset
right.
is
like you could
initially,
go off the back of the boat.
I'm thinking to myself exactly that. I'm like,
I'm like, this isn't the Rose
I'm like, we're already off of the coast here.
You walk and eat there like
we're headed towards Mexico. I'm like, you know, I can get lost in the sea. He wants to invite me to the back of the boat. It's my time. Okay.
Like,
so
I go. Jacket,
yeah. So I go and I go to the back of the boat when he's he has somebody he's talking to and he's like, "Go sit over there." And he points way across to the back of the boat.
Whoa.
So I'm like, "All right, cool." And I show up 5 minutes early because I want to make sure that he understands. Like, I ain't scared.
You're
showing
serious.
Up. I'm showing up. So I sit there and like an hour goes by and he's having conversation. People keep coming up to him. You know, ship hop is a cruise where, you know, the fans get to interact
right,
with everybody.
It's like a bunch of hip hop acts. Yeah.
Kid and play. Right.
So he's going and people are interacting. Yeah. And I notice every time he's watching to see if I got up and left. But I stayed there the whole time until he said something to me. And he was like,
"I'm
going to meet you. I'm going to meet you tomorrow." Right. And I'm like,
"Yeah, did you sit the whole time?"
So I sat there the whole time.
Oh my God.
Next morning he sees me, comes up to me. He's like, "You want a beer? We good. He's cool after that because he realized, like, I sat there, like.
It's little tests that men.
Little small things. Like, he wanted to see, are you going to wait? How much do you care to know what I got to say?
And then
how,
they got
how,
to know each other.
It's like meet the parents. That's what, you know, it's something De Niro would do in that movie to Ben Stiller.
Exactly. He sat back and he
probably
made
just
wait.
Took a piece of your hair and tested it that
right,
night.
Yeah.
And then the next day it was
he's
like,
clear.
Okay, he's good.
But you know, after that, everything was
and
great.
And it was funny because his my dad got remarried, and he's been with her for a very long time. She's amazing. But she was on the cruise too, and she was like, him and your dad are just alike. And I'm like, and I'm like, it's weird because I'm like, okay, that's my dad. Okay. And, but you know, like, people tend to choose someone that's either like their mom or their dad. Like, it's totally. Just like,
or the opposite.
Right. We pick up a lot of habits.
Totally like them or totally opposite.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But the fact that she said that they were alike and she's happily in love.
10, 15 years 10, been with 14, the man. Yeah. 14 years.
And it's been amazing. I'm just like, that's just beautiful that you guys already have accepted, got to know him a little bit, and you already like him for what he is. And
I love that.
And now, what happened though in Vegas? Weren't you guys almost going to get married already?
Look, this is what I was trying to say. This was mainly not a test.
As Trish would say in his own way, I don't want no part of this.
No, because my dad knows me too.
I don't want no part of it.
And people who really know me know I do not rush into anything that I'm not ready for. It was mainly a test, because it was like we weren't trying to just jump the wheel.
Egypt wanted to see if her family really would react.
I really did.
She were testing your family.
I was testing them.
A big test. She knows, because I told her, I said, Egypt, whatever makes you happy, I'm with it. I rock
with
you.
And he was saying, I don't know if that's a good idea.
I told her, I was like, I don't think this is right. I didn't ask nobody for no permission, nothing. So I was like, yeah. And she was like, we're doing this.
But I was literally like, if y'all don't accept me, this is like, just don't expect things to go easy.
Yeah, it'll show.
But I never would jump into anything I was not ready
for. So you just told them you were going to get married.
Yeah, we did the whole setup, but we did not, even if my mom came there or not, we were still going to do it respectfully. We were going to have my mom and my dad's permission, because he is old fashioned like that too. We're both like that. We're like, parents need to know.
So have you now asked permission?
In the last episode, you'll see that I asked mom. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then this upcoming episode, you'll find out what dad says.
Well, my dad's been blowing.
Okay, dad knows I said yes.
He's literally in everything we talked about been blowing. Yes, I approve.
With you, I have asked dad multiple times. The time that you guys will see on the show wasn't the first time. Mm-hmm. I've talked to him, and every time
that's what he said too.
Every time I've asked him, he said yes. But I've also double checked, double back, made sure it's good.
Just want to make sure.
You're not going to kill me.
Right.
Because, I mean, out of all the people I think Egypt's brought around, a lot of people are scared of her parents.
They were in the young mindset. I know that and everything. You know,
and
but
for me, I got a lot of respect for these people because I grew up watching them. And I also grew up understanding just the mindset. Like, Tresh is, he's honestly like a gentle giant, if you really ask me. A lot of people, they see the aggression, they see who he is, but I see just a real genuine person. He coaches me, he tells me certain things when I'm going through a tough time. I can call him or I can call my dad.
Yeah.
And I'll call him and I'll be like, yo, pops, man, these people got me tripping, man. And he'll keep it real with me. And the same thing with mom.
Yeah, because when they text me, they'll be like, how's you and Sam? Like, my dad, too. He's never done that with any of my exes. Said, how's you and Sam? He doesn't care. Like, this is serious. So he's like, how's you and Sam? You guys good? Like,
so on the show, you've gotten some backlash, though, from, like, people in your family. I mean, your cousin.
Yes. And
what's that about?
Yeah. That's just about, this is what I was saying, too. This is about, I feel like, my big sister not ready to let me go. People aren't ready to see me grow up into this
you're
woman.
Young. Listen, you're young. You're 21,
I am
right?
21. Yes, I am very young. And
I wanted to be 21 for the record. I already got that chance. You know, so like I really preach that enough. Like I can't say it enough to her. I always tell her, I'll be like, Egypt, go.
Stay young.
Live your
life. I'll be like, Egypt, drink that. Go ahead.
What you want. And they won't ever.
I'm like, here's a headache.
But no, he won't ever peer pressure me into nothing or ever stop me from trying to be my age. He's literally, the best part about him is seeing all the actions. He's waited. Like when I wasn't 21, he literally, we've been together for 2 years.
I've never been to a club in Las Vegas before.
He's never been in a club in Las Vegas, but he never went to, when his boys invited him out and I wasn't 21, he never went. He was like, nope. My girl's here.
I was like, she only got like a year and a half, y'all. I'll see y'all then.
And then we'll go as much as we want.
He waited for me. And the whole point is like my family, they just, the people, we see each other a couple times out of the year. If we weren't on the show, we literally just see each other a couple times out of the year. So they're really not in behind the curtains like people assume that they are. People don't know everything, even if they are family. I'll tell you that I'm happy. If you don't believe me, that's on you. But I really am happy, and I just know, like,
she talks so perfect. Sorry. Sometimes I just sit there and I'm like,
oh,
thank you.
And so cute.
I just know that I would never jump into something I'm not ready for. I would never commit to something that I believed was not for me. I've had experiences, believe it or not, I've had, and I've learned from them. And I learned that people go through life, and you could be 30 years old, you could be 90 years old, you could be 21. You still can go through certain experiences and learn from them, mm-hmm. and learn what you do want and what you deserve, know your worth and all that. And I did learn that. And I know
for the record, TT has issues.
She has issues, but we all do. I'm not going to lie. We all have issues.
And are you guys still beefing a little bit? You guys don't get along.
On holidays, when we're together.
When it comes to Egypt is a very big person when it comes to the holidays and wanting everybody to be cordial and get along. So on the holidays, I'm going to make sure that she's happy. Yep. 100. I'm going to get along with whoever I got to get along with. But outside of those holidays, man, it's a green light, homie.
Yep. It's like, all right, now y'all can bigger. Like,
well, the holidays are over.
The holidays are over. The gloves are off. TT runs her mouth too much. You know, she don't know me.
That's my family. They do. They run their mouth. They don't.
Yeah, but
have
your family don't run your mouth. TT does.
No, but well, my family.
You're cussing.
My whole.
Why do you feel like she doesn't like you?
You're cussing, not your sister. You're cussing.
Cussing. Well, this is the thing. My family. Well, answer her question first. Why?
Why do you think she doesn't like you? Do you think it's personal, or do you think it's that she doesn't want to let him go?
Like, she wouldn't like anybody.
Let her go.
They got along before. Like, they definitely got along. It's just, like, anytime she does, like, open up and she does, like, bring it, like, get close, she gets really close. Like, we know, our family's very flirtatious. We have a very flirtatious personality.
Yeah.
When I'm in a relationship, I turn that button off. I'm not flirty.
Some people don't know how to, though.
I don't give nobody the wrong idea. But my family, they are very flirtatious. So, and TT is just one of those people. And it's not a bad thing. It's just, it was my fault because I didn't talk to her how I was supposed to beforehand. I didn't tell her, hey, this is how I feel when you're around him. Like, I'm sure you don't mean anything by this. This is just how I feel.
A little uncomfortable, right?
And I'm sure, but I asked her and I said, if I did come to you without it being on camera and everything, would you have reacted differently? And she didn't really answer me. She couldn't answer that. I was like, and I was worried about that because she can sometimes, she's strong. She's super strong. But she can be sensitive, especially with family. And I didn't want to break a certain bond just because of how I felt about something. And
I'll say this, though. Like, if you really want to, like, really know the answer, when y'all tune in for the rest of the season, mm-hmm. you're going to see a lot of things unfold. And you're going to see a lot of things that kind of have you guys just like, yo, I thought Sam was just this a-hole, but... You might be right.
Sam's the underdog.
But you might be right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Sam, how old are you?
I'm 26. I'll be 27 on February 8th.
Okay, well, you've got your birthday coming up. Yes. Now, are we going to see any wedding planning in the season?
Egypt has set a date. She's looking at May 7th.
Yay.
Well, that's
2021.
Another year. Not in 4 months. I didn't even make the guest list. Nothing.
She wants to go in depth. We're doing a wedding in Jamaica.
Heck,
it's going to be beautiful and
gorgeous.
There's a whole lot of plans going into it. I'm not going to lie to you guys. It's going to be great. And hopefully, you know, the show wants to pay that money to make sure it happens.
Awesome. I guess we can look forward to that the next season.
Yes.
It'll be good. But thank you guys so much for having us, man. We're really happy to be here.
Thank you. Well, it's been fabulous to meet you and to hear about everything that's going on. And everybody needs to now follow along on WeTV, Growing Up Hip Hop, Thursdays at 9 Eastern Standard Time and 8 Central.
Yes.
Yes.
And then follow me at Samatic, SAMMATTICK.
And follow me at Forever Egypt Chris on Instagram.
And then follow me again.
And we want you guys to come back.
Yes. We would love to come back.
We want to hear all the wedding details.
Oh, yes. We would love to.
Yes.
We'll be here. Egypt might be a little taller. It'd be great.
I'm going to be taller.
Why are you going to be taller?
Why would I be taller?
She's still growing.
She's
going to
be a grown woman. Then,
what if this is all...
all
the
that.
Heels will make me talk.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact... You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Get like knee implants. Yeah. Like,
she's gonna get her knees done.
Her knees. Okay.
But thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Okay, bye-bye.